the Dynamics Duo back again, talking about Dynamics, in this case CRM, CRM 4.0, and the platform stuff. The past two segments we've been talking about, the first one we talk about customization, and then we talk about SharePoint, which I thought was pretty cool, showing how SharePoint and Office, sorry, SharePoint and CRM integrate. And then this time we're going to talk about Office on the client side, right, Girish? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that. So we've seen CRM integrating with Office on the server side. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about on the client side. We already saw earlier in the second segment about the Office Outlook client. What else can we do?
The fact that there's a web service and there's no really anything that you can do with .NET, you can absolutely do with CRM.
Uh-huh.
And so, in this case, what you built here is a Word client, I should say. It's a Word add-in that, you know, when I'm right within Word, I can add items from CRM without even having to switch the applications. So what we have built is a task pane.
Let's look at it on the screen here. Earlier, we saw Outlook, and Outlook, I guess, would be useful for someone who spends all his time in Outlook. But if you're in Word all the time, you want to be able to pull that data into Word.
Absolutely.
Can you show it to me running in Word? Let's actually see what this thing does.
Yes. So the Outlook add-in was obviously built by Microsoft and shipped by Microsoft. But if you were to build something like this for Word, you can use this called Visual Studio Tools for Office, or Visto.
VSTO, sure. Mm-hmm. So hold on a second. So you went to GDI, so I don't get that in my normal Word.
No, so it's a custom ribbon that we have added for this fictitious company.
Uh-huh. And so that custom ribbon, that's something that you get with VSTO, obviously.
Absolutely.
And so what do you do with that? So by inserting that custom ribbon, I can add any one of my items. Mm-hmm. And that, in this case, we're opening up a status report.
Yes,
but that status report, that could be anything, right?
It could be any document. It could be anything that I want to load up right within Word.
So in this case, we've opened up a standard template, mm-hmm. and then we're going to manipulate that template using .NET. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so I normally would have to authenticate, and I would have to have access to all of my stuff. Mm-hmm. In this case, I'm just in Word. How does that work behind the scenes?
Same thing as we saw in WebPart. It's the same web service connection. It's the same hookup that I do right within my Visual Studio code for this Tools for Office. So what I do is, you know.
So when I come, so hang on. So now you click the GDI, so that's mm-hmm. Graphic Design Institute, obviously not the GDI, the Windows GDI. And so I have my various templates there that I could open. You clicked on Status Report.
That's right.
And that then did what? It automatically authenticated to CRM Online, is that right?
Yeah, it did a couple of things. Like I said, it opened up this template document. It authenticated to the CRM Online this case.
Uh-huh.
And besides authentication, it pulled the list of projects that I have access to and all the data that I have. And, you know, it brought in the basic information ready for me to prepare this document. And obviously I can light in and bring in only the information I need, or if I want to bring down everything dynamically or however I want to do it, I can
Well, let's see how it works. So what does this do now? What exactly is this document, and what are we trying to do with this?
So what we're trying to show here is a custom status report. Instead of building a canned status report that I want to send it to my clients, I want to customize it so that, you know, I write something personal and I write some status for my client, but at the same time, I don't want to be switching applications and copy-pasting all my work items and whatever stuff that I've done in the past. So what we have built is a task pane that pulls all the work items that are related to our project.
So if you drop that drop down again, those are the four projects that I'm involved in CRM. Those are the ones I have access to CRM Online.
Mm-hmm.
So that data is obviously coming from CRM.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are entities that are related to that. So in this case would be the work items that those customers are. And so by opening a project and pulling the work items in, I'm getting full access to those.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And again, this is all part of the SDK and the web services calls.
Uh-huh.
I get all the list. I can display them in a simple list here. And of course, you know, remember we talked about the URL addressable forms. If I want to open one of those, I can, you know, click on this, click a button to open them, and I have this in the CRM window right there.
Okay, so again, as an end user who may or may not have access to the CRM UI, I can now quickly get from that item that I'm looking at in Word populated in the CRM form. Mm-hmm. Pretty handy.
Only if you have to, yes.
Okay. Okay. And of course, if I wanted to, I have the UC that I already have. And so if I wanted to ask someone about that, I could drill into that.
Exactly. Okay. If you have a question about these, you know, you can just open these and, you know, reply with the instant message and start a conversation right there.
Okay.
So, and again, you know, Word is sort of the home application here. Right from within the Word, I can pull the data, do all the processing and do it, you know, without having to switch between, you know, different applications. So in this case, if I want to insert all of the details of all of these work items into this document, it's really simple. I have this template, I select all of them, and I hit insert, and it gets all the data, like, you know, when was it completed, what's the state on it, how many hours have I spent on it, and
okay,
some of the details. And so imagine copy-pasting from a different application. That would be fairly tedious, but, you know, with the VSTO and the web service that you get with CRM, it's really simplified for an end user.
Tedious, but also prone to error. I could make mistakes and be posting one customer's data into another customer's status report, which would be a bad thing, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, you get the flexibility. If you want to customize and write up your own text so that, you know, your audience would feel personal, you can absolutely do that within the Word.
Uh-huh. So this document now has been fully populated?
Yes, it is.
And so what would I do with that?
So traditionally, you can, you know, save it, send it in an email, and have different copies of it. It's a mess. But what we've done here is, you know, with the click of a button, I want to be able to send this to customer.
Okay, so it's asking you to log in. What is going on here?
It's logging on to Office Live Small Business.
Okay.
Which is a Microsoft-hosted collaboration portal.
Uh-huh.
So I can actually build my... Actually, I can build my website, but at the same time, what I also get with my Office Live Small Business is a collaboration portal, which you'll look in a minute right here.
So normally I would use SharePoint for collaboration within my own team, and then I could use Office Live Small Business for collaboration with my customers.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so you've now, so you hit that publish button, and so what did it do exactly?
What it did is... You know, just like how CRM is, Office Live Small Business has a web service, so I can talk to, you know, all the operations, all the data through my web service. So what I've done is I've pulled the data from CRM through its web services, did some processing, and when I hit publish, I published it to my Office Live Small Business using its own web services.
So where is it? Can you show that to me? Let's have a look at Office Live Small Business. And this is actually built on top of SharePoint. A lot of the underpinnings of Office Live Small Business actually SharePoint.
Yes,
so what did we do here? We just did a web service call and posted that directly. So this, where's the document that we posted?
So what we have here is a workspace for every one of my customers. In this case, Conto, so it's my customer, and I have a workspace dedicated to them, and I can, you know, invite them to this workspace. So as soon as I publish documents, they can see it. They
sure.
can sign
so
up for alerts,
so one
RSS. One
customer would have access to only their site, whereas my other customer might have access to theirs. So no mixing, and yet all my team members would all have access.
Absolutely. So if you look at the documents here, I can see that the document that we published shows up right here.
And so as a customer, I would immediately be able to go and have a look at that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I get it. So I understand what's going on. I understand what the what this application actually does. Mm-hmm. How does it do that under the scenes? I assume we talked about VSTO, so Visual Studio, let's have a look.
So here's the VSTO project that, you know, that we use to design this task pane. So obviously, we have some design work that makes it look a lot cooler. But what it is, it's a simple drop-down list, a bunch of buttons and a list. So what I do is...
So the authentication, same authentication that we did on SharePoint, it's doing here?
Same stuff, same web services. Then look, I've added another web service for Office Live.
Sure, of course. Okay. All right.
So same stuff. It works the same way. In fact, I think we copy-pasted the same function. So it's seamless. It just works as is.
Okay.
So I get the same mechanism of getting my ticket, creating the service, and once I have the service, it's seamless.
Got it. Okay. And then... let's have a look. So how would I pull the projects in, for instance?
So it's the same method that we saw early on. You know, I open with a simple list, and I get all of the items from the CRM web service, and I populate them. So it's simply looping through all the projects that I have, and then getting the name and IDs and all of that and displaying it as a simple list.
And so I can see where we're pulling that list in, and then oh, and here's where it's posting the actual project status in the actual document.
Exactly.
In the top. So how does it do that? Let's have a look at that. So what's the code there? It's setting font name, font size, and text, and you're doing mm-hmm. that all within .NET. Mm-hmm. So all of that work is done automatically. So all of your actual documents work exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So why would someone want to do this? Why would a developer want to be developing a VSTO add-in?
A couple of reasons, to give the end user one place to work on, so I don't have to switch between applications. And at the same time, it's fairly seamless for me to, write the code that I've used before, reuse it so that my end users can pull the data without having to switch applications. And again, it's really straightforward for me to, use the code that I use in the web part, and I can pull it on a VSTO pane.
Okay, so we're building an office, what we're calling an office business application, or OBA, I guess.
OBA.
Mm-hmm. Lots more of those up on obacentral.com mm-hmm. That some of our colleagues have been working on, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess we'll stop there. I know mm-hmm. there's a lot of other pieces in the demo. We've been working on this cool WPF1. Mm-hmm. Won't spill the beans on that, but coming soon. And then Silverlight would be cool as well. So
absolutely.
So come back soon, and we'll have some of that stuff going.
Absolutely.
Any additional words you want to tell developers? Well,
just want to say that it's real simple. And, we started off building this simple SharePoint dashboard, and we saw how easy it was. And we said, let's hook it up to everything. Let's hook it up to WPF, Silverlight,
right.
Word, and whatnot. And it's fairly seamless development experience, because all I have to do is the same thing, refer my web services to the authentication, and then just write my code. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like a superhero. Here we are. The Dynamics Duo. We're out, and we'll see you on the next segment. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.